This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Emily Rooney. Well, hours after that shooting in Newtown, Connecticut last Friday, Mayor Menino issued a statement calling for a national gun control policy. As many of you know, Mayor Menino and New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg are co-chairs of Mayors Against Illegal Guns. It's a coalition of more than 700 mayors across the country. Joining me on the line from City Hall to talk about how this coalition is responding is Jake Sullivan, Federal Relations Liaison for Mayor Menino. Welcome, Jake.
Thank you, Emily.
So here's the thing. The guns that were used in this mass shooting last Friday were legal guns. So your organization is Mayors Against Illegal Guns. How would this have had any impact on that?
Well, I think we need to wait for all of the facts of the case to emerge. But I think there's, in the context of a very robust discussion on high-capacity magazines and assault weapons that are currently no longer banned under the expired assault weapons ban of 1994, we also need to have a real conversation about all of the glaring loopholes and gaps in our gun laws, and that if we just look at high-capacity magazines and assault weapons, we're really failing a lot of the survivors and victims that not only were horribly taken from us at Sandy Hook, but we've had a spate of mass shootings in Tucson, Aurora, Oak Creek, and unfortunately every day in cities and towns across the United States. So within the context of a very specific focus and call for action around guns, there are other measures we want to put on the table that we believe would make our community safer.
Is there an appetite for this? I mean, in the wake of this awful incident, there seems to be, but would the Congress actually take up and pass any kind of gun control law? I mean, it's still a largely Republican Congress. We were talking earlier today about, you know, you look at these websites and there's all these fear mongers about how President Obama wants to take away your rights as citizens to bear arms. And I mean, basically, could it happen, I guess?
We believe it can. I mean, unfortunately, you know, the loss of 20 children is so devastating to any of us to comprehend that many have described this as a tipping point. I think today, and I need to verify this, that an A-rated NRA senator from West Virginia spoke of having to really seriously consider looking at assault weapons. That's a big deal. I think Americans are going to be demanding this of their Congress. You know, we had a presidential debate in Denver, miles down the street from Aurora, where 70 people were shot from a person who bought 6,000 rounds of high-capacity ammunition online. 12 perished, and the word gun was not asked in that debate. We had a later debate in Nassau on Long Island, where a woman did ask an assault weapons question. And a week later, a 29-year-old police officer, Arthur Lopez, who was guarding the president that night with the Secret Service, was killed with an illegal gun. So it's very real to us. It's very real to Americans, and I think they're going to demand action. And we just want to make sure that if we're going to have this conversation, or we're going to get beyond the fear-mongering and have a real dialogue about common-sense measures, we think Congress is ready to respond.
But I'm talking to Jake Sullivan, who's the Federal Relations Liaison for Mayor Menino. We've had an assault weapons ban before, as you referred to. I think it expired in 2004. Congress just let it run out. Why wouldn't that happen again?
Well, I think the carnage, the four mass shootings that we've had, you know, recently, the President Obama's had to make four addresses just in his own term on this. I think people are angry and they want action. I would encourage you and your listeners to visit demandaplan.org, www.demandaplan.org. Mayor Bloomberg just wrapped up a press conference in New York where 34 Americans were filmed videos of their stories of individual loss, and we're encouraging other people to submit their stories and demand a plan. You know, there's a real momentum here that we can't lose the moment to enact real change.
You know, Jake, when you really look at, you know, the spate of gun violence, most of it is not like this. It's one-on-one. It's a handgun, you know, one-on-one, personally mowing somebody down. You know, many of those stolen guns or illegally obtained guns, which is completely different from talking about whether these high-capacity, semi-automatic and automatic guns should be legal. I mean, is it not two different, totally conversations?
It is, and this is some of the work, the majority of the work that Mayors Against Illegal Guns has been trying to get on the radar for Congress and leaders. You know, 40% of gun sales in America are private sales that do not require a background check. And if you survey to NRA members, which there has been surveys, 74% of them agree that background checks should be required for all gun purchases. We also have a criminal background check system that doesn't have all of the mental health records of prohibited purchasers in it. So we're pushing legislation in Washington. Mayor Menino and Mayor Bloomberg have introduced legislation, and several of the Massachusetts congressional delegation are backing it to fix gun checks. And one thing, Emily, I would want to note is that you're right. You know, there's a lot of new areas to look at. We really need to look at the internet and internet trafficking. Mm-hmm. We recently surveyed 10 websites, and there's 25,000 guns available for sale. The alleged mass killers in Aurora, and also the horrible incident in Norway, both armed themselves with ammunition through the internet. And it's an area that it's a new area that deserves to be looked at by the ATF.
And what would they do? I mean, because you could always disguise that, you know.
Well,
call it licorice sticks or something, and really what it is
I mean, I think you have to start magazines. By creating an internet trafficking unit with the specific purpose of understanding and monitoring this new venue for gun traffickers. You just can't let it lay on its own. I think one thing that the president could do immediately is appoint and confirm a new head of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. They have not had a leader for the past 6 years. That's a good start. We also, want to see the Justice Department prosecute people who fail background checks. 2 years ago, 71,000 people failed background checks, according to the FBI, and the Justice Department prosecuted 80 of them. I mean, that is a huge...
But doesn't it depend on what kind of a failure it is?
Well, you can set up protocols for that, but I would say if you're only prosecuting 80 out of 71,000, I mean, there has to be some more dangerous folks trying to get guns.
You and your group put together a video of people who had survived prior mass shootings. Who were they? What kinds of things did they say?
These are people who are really... suffered some of the most indescribable loss that you've seen. We have some folks who, a gentleman who lost his father at Oak Creek in the Sikh temple, Lori Haas, whose daughter was wounded at Virginia Tech and survived, but unfortunately 32 others were not lucky enough. Steve Barton, who was a gentleman from upstate New York who was shot and survived the mass shooting in Aurora. Joan Gilbert, whose son Jaron was shot and killed when he was 26. There's 34 Americans from mass shootings in Virginia Tech, Oak Creek, but then also just individuals who've lost loved ones. In random shootings in San Francisco, New York. Tom Mauser, who many people know well, whose son Daniel was murdered in Columbine, made a video. You know, those guns were bought from a private seller at a gun show with no background check. So, we want to advance the message that as the country's looking...
But Jake, are they all... on the same message? Do they all have the same message?
They are. They're all demanding a plan. They all believe we should have better background checks. They all believe we should have all the prohibited purchaser records in the background check system. They believe we haven't, gotten there with them on automatics and clips, but I believe most of them would be there already. So that's the discussion we're having this week. We did put out a release today kind of highlighting our event and the rollout of these videos, and we've heard from a large majority of our mayors that want to see the coalition back banning military assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, so we're having that discussion now.
course, Jake, as you know, as has been reported, the mother of Adam Lanza was a gun aficionado. She regularly did target practice, allegedly. That's what she used these guns for. She bought them legally. Presumably, she went through some kind of a check. I mean, Connecticut has really fairly stiff
yep.
Gun regulations. How would it, you know, what law could possibly have prevented this?
Well, you know, speaking from where what Mayor Menino would say, having a Bushmaster assault rifle for your own personal use would be one law to ban that. Banning high capacity magazines so you don't shooter had lots of clips with over 30 bullets in them. You know, we want to have a conversation with people who support the Second Amendment and are responsible gun owners that are willing to talk about these kinds of weapons and those kinds of magazines and realistic checks and mental health records keeping.
Well, as you know, the screaming loonies come out of the woodworks, you know, to make charges that you're just trying to ban all guns, you're going to take our guns away, and that's what the dialogue ends up being.
That's what is exactly what we're trying to rise above. You can't just listen to the soundbite and just say you're trying to take my gun away. You have to say, well, what do you think about a gun check for a background check for everyone's going to buy a gun? Don't you think we should have the records of all prohibited purchasers in the background check system? I think it's really trying to find those folks who are willing to engage the specific dialogue and not resort to talking points, because that's not going to get us anywhere. I mean, it's one of the reasons why Mayor Menino and Mayor Bloomberg formed this coalition with just 15 mayors 6 years ago. The debate around gun control had become so polarized that no one was listening to one another. And when 60% of the crime guns that we recover in Boston are from out of state and they're legally here, we have a problem. We can have the best gun laws in the world and in our state, yet, you know, it's not enough. So we need a national leadership.
Need a federal initiative.
Yes.
All right. Talking to Jake Sullivan about how our city's mayors are responding to this mass shooting with a focus on gun control. He's the federal relations liaison for Mayor Menino. Thanks, Jake.
Thank you, Emily.
All right. That's going to do it for us right now. Stay tuned for more Boston Public Radio with Kelly Crossland.